source of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is a pasuk in Parshas Emor. This is number one in the handout. If you don't have a copy of the Makaros, please pick them up from the front. The pasuk says, "Ulukachem lechem bayam arishon, priyet sadek habos temarin vanapetz avos ve'arve nochal usmachten lepnei Hashem alokechem shivas yamim." The Torah describes two parts of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Netilas Lulav. First of all, there's an obligation upon each and every individual to take the dalet minim on the first day of Yom Tov. This mitzvah applies not only in the Beis HaMikdash, but anywhere, even in Chutz Laretz. But then, the Torah also describes "Usmachtem lifnei Hashem Elokechem shivas yamim." Lifnei Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash is another mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of "Usmachtem shivas yamim," that for 7 days, a person is mechuyev to take the dalet minim as well, not just on Bayom HaRishon, but rather throughout the 7 days of Yom Tov. These are the two parts of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Netilas Lulav. The Mishnah in Sukkot, Daf Aleph Amud Aleph, broadens it a bit and adds a third component. There's also a mitzvah d'rabbanan. That's in source 2. Barishona ha'yelulav nito b'mikdash shiva b'mdina yom echad, mishachar b'es ha'mikdash yiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai she'yelulav nito b'mdina shiva zeich ha'mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was misakin after the churban b'es ha'mikdash that as a zeich ha'mikdash, people should take the lulav in Esrei, the dalet minim, for 7 days. That's a mitzvah d'rabbanan. In our Torah, there's no mitzvah outside of the Beis HaMikdash to take a lulav in Esrei for 7 days. Only one day. Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takon of zeich ha'mikdash that everyone should take the lulav in Esrei for 7 days. And this is the mitzvah that we have. That even in Chutz Laretz, there's a mitzvah to take a lulav in Esrei for 7 days as a zeich ha'mikdash. At first glance, it would seem as though these are the only two parts of the mitzvah that we have nowadays. We have a mitzvah d'oraisa of lakachta lachem bayom harishon, but on the first day, everyone has a mitzvah d'oraisa, and throughout the Yom Tov we have a mitzvah d'rabbanan of zeich l'mikdash to take the lulav and the esrog and all the dalet minim. But the mitzvah of smachtam lefnei Hashem alokechem shivas yamim, the mitzvah d'oraisa that applied at the zman hamikdash for 7 days, lechora, that doesn't apply nowadays, since we're living at the time of churban beis hamikdash, so only a mitzvah d'rabbanan of zeich l'mikdash applies all 7 days. But some of the Achanim point out that this might not be the case, that the mitzvah of smachten might apply in certain circumstances, even bizman hazeh. The Rishonim have a debate. What does it mean, mikdash? Rishonah yelulav nitel b'mikdash shiva. What does mikdash mean? The Rashi in Sukkah writes that mikdash means dafkin the Beis HaMikdash. Dafkin the Azor in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the mitzvah derais apply. But in Yerushalayim and anywhere outside of the Beis HaMikdash, there was no mitzvah derais of usmachten with Hashem alokechem shivas yamim. The Rambam in Perashah Mishnayos disagrees, and he says Yerushalayim is included in the Mikdash. Mikdash is kolel both the Beis HaMikdash, Yazara, and Yerushalayim as well, the old city, which had the Kedusha of the Mikdash. So comes the Bikur Yaakov in Hilchas Lulav and Simen Tofresh Nun Chesed Kod Aleph, and he says that according to the Rambam that Mikdash includes Yerushalayim. What's more, the Rambam in Hilchas Beis Abchir and Perek Vav says that the Kiddush of Yerushalayim exists even bizman hazeh. The Kiddush of the Mikdash and Yerushalayim still exists, even though the Beis HaMikdash is charev, it's destroyed. But the Kiddush of the Mikdash is still there, because the Kiddush of the Mikdash is based on the Shechina, and Shechina lo b'teila. So since the Shechina is still there in the Makom of the Mikdash, it might not be as revealed, the Gilui Shechina is not as great as it was when the Mikdash was standing, but the Shechina still is there, and the Kedusha of the Shechina obviously is not brought down. So Zokta Rambam, the Kedusha of the Mikdash and Yerushalayim, which stems from the Mikdash, isn't brought down either. So since the Rambam holds that Mikdash includes Yerushalayim, and the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim is not brought down, Bizman Hazeh, Zokta Bikur Yaakov, the mitzvah of Smachtan with Nei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yamin, should still be Kayim, Bizman Hazeh, in Yerushalayim, meaning in the old city of Yerushalayim, which had the Kiddush of Yerushalayim from the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So some tell the story that the Briskei Rav was macher for this Bikur Yaakov, that even if he took the Lulav and Esrog in his private minyan, if he later visited the Kotel during the day of Chol HaMoed, he would take his Lulav and Esrog to the Kotel to be Yotze the Mitzvah Deraisa, the Smachim with Nei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yam. That Mitzvah might still apply to Zman Hazeh, even though the Beis HaMikdash is the Churbana, it's not standing anymore. But it could be, since Yerushalayim is included within the Mikdash, and Bizman Hazeh, the Kiddush of Yerushalayim still exists, so even if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we still have Yerushalayim, we have the Kiddush of the Mikdash and Yerushalayim, so someone could fulfill this Machtim with Nei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yam by taking Lulav and Esrog within Yerushalayim, within the old city of Yerushalayim. So that's what the Briskei Rav did, he was Machmer for this Shita. not everyone feels that the Bikur Yaakov's comment is so compelling. That according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of the Smachta of Hashem Elokecham Shemayim should apply even to Zman Hazeh. Rav Meir Simchin is Chidushim in Sukkah on Daf Mem Beis. He suggests that even if Yerushalayim is part of the Mikdash, as the Rambam says in Perashah Mishnayis, but who is to say that Bizman Churban Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Esmachta Lefnei Hashem Elokecham Shivas Yom should still apply? The reason why Yerushalayim is part of the Mikdash vis-a-vis this din of Esmachta Lefnei Hashem is because Yerushalayim is tovel to the Mikdash. It's part of the Mikdash. So if there's a din of Simcha de Mikdash, then that Simcha should apply in Yerushalayim as well. But Bizman HaZeh that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash is B'Churbana, even if Kedushas HaMikdash is in Batel, even if Kedushas Yerushalayim is in Batel, but you can't have a Simcha de Mikdash nowadays, if Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, what kind of a Simcha de Mikdash can you have? Zachid Meir Simcha, if you can't have a Simcha de Mikdash, then within Yerushalayim you can't have a Smachtam either, because the whole din of a Smachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokechem Shivas Yomim is that there's a mitzvah to be sameach lefnei Hashem with the lulav, with the dalet minim. So if simchas hamikdash is not shayach bezman hazeh because the mikdash is b'churbana, so then it doesn't make sense that in Yerushalayim we should have the din of the smachta, because the whole reason why Yerushalayim is included within the mikdash is because it's tofel to the mikdash. So if there's a din of simcha the mikdash with the lulav and esrog, then there should be that din of simcha the mikdash within Yerushalayim. But when the mikdash is b'churbana, it doesn't make any sense that simcha the mikdash should apply. You can't have a simcha the mikdash and a zman of churban ha-mikdash. So if that's the case, then even if the Bikur Yaakov is right, meaning even if the Rambam holds that Kedushas Yerushalayim still exists b'zman hazeh, Kedushas ha-mikdash exists, but the mikdash is chorev. If the mikdash is b'churbana, you can't have simcha the mikdash in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't have simcha the mikdash within Yerushalayim either. So it doesn't make sense that the rule of the Smachtam Lefnei Hashem Elokecham Shivas Yomim should apply within Yerushalayim Bizman HaZeh, because there is no Simcha de Mikdash Bizman HaZeh now that the Beis HaMikdash is standing before God, now that it's destroyed. Okay, so it's not clear that the Bikurei Yaakov's Chiddush based on the Rama really should apply, but the Briska Rav was Machmir for that sheet of the Bikurei Yaakov. Questions? Okay. When does the person fulfill the basic mitzvah of Tilas Lulav? So the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Mem Beis says Mida Agbei Nafagbei. The moment that you pick the Dalet Minim up, you owe to the mitzvah. So this prompted a number of the Rishonim to ask a pretty basic question: when should one make the bracha on the Dalet Minim? We know that Kol Mitzvahs Kula Mevarech Aleihen Over La'Asiyasam. That's a Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Tes and in other places that you're supposed to make a Birchas HaMitzvah before performing the Maisa Mitzvah. But the problem is, if the moment that you pick the Dalet Minim up, you've already fulfilled the Mitzvah, so how can you make a Birchas HaMitzvah? You're not supposed to make the Bracha after the Mitzvah. Maybe you'll tell me, make the Bracha a little bit before you pick up the Dalet Minim. That's too far in advance to the Maisa Mitzvah. Right? That's over the over. Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Mevarech Aleihen Over La'Asiyasam, immediately before the Maisa Mitzvah, but not over the over. So what is one supposed to do? When should the Bracha be recited? This is a kasha that Tosis and Sukkah on Daf Lamed Tes raises. This is in source 3. Over La'Asiyasam. Mitam zeh tzarech levarech alul of kodem sheyidlenu. Yilacha shenadlu mida'ag ben nafak vekid amin of esof pirkin. The Tosis says that you have to make the bracha of al netilas lulav before you pick up the lulav, because if you make the bracha afterwards, that's la'acha asiyasam. So what are you supposed to do? So Zaptai says, "V'shema mishayaska lita lulav kodem sheyidol ha'etzeg mevarech v'haynu over la'asiyasam shema'akten ze'ezeh." Tosis' first suggestion is that maybe you should make the bracha after you pick up one of the minim. Pick up the lulav, but don't pick up the esrog yet. That's still over la'asiyasam because you haven't completed the mitzvah, because the dalet minim ma'akev zu'ezu. Inami suggests Tosis, "La'acha shenodol shneim elashofech echamehem." Take all of them, but turn one of them upside down. That's what we do. We turn the esrog upside down, make the bracha, then you turn the esrog right side up. Then yotze the mitzvah of derech yidilasan. You can only be yotze the mitzvah of netilas lulav derech yidilasan. So if the esrog is upside down, you won't be yotze. So that's considered over la'asiyasan because it's right before you turn the esrog over. That's the second suggestion of Tosis. Afilu noked lo kederach dilasan. Efshe she is gavin shlo lotzis ba anachar bracha. Tosis third suggestion is maybe you should have kavana shlo lotzis. The machlokas amaroyim and the gemara Rosh Hashanah whether mitzvah sichas kavana, mitzvah sein sichas kavana. The Tosis says it's poshut. Pick up all the daleminim together, but just have a kavana shlo lotzis until after the bracha. Then when you make the bracha, you'll have a kavana lotzis. And you'll be yotzei the mitzvah. So then the bracha will be right before you yotzei the mitzvah. Nami says Tosis mishim b'logamer mitzvah so ad achar ninuah. Or maybe says Tosis, maybe you can make the bracha even after picking up the minim. Don't change the procedure. Pick up the dalet minim together. Don't turn anything upside down. Make the bracha and you can be yotzei kedasukah then, because you're not fulfilling the mitzvah completely until after nanu, until after you shake the lulav and esrog. So you can still make the bracha until you shake. Make the bracha right before you shake the dalet minim, and then you'll be able to make the bracha right before you fulfill the mitzvah. These are the four options that Tosus gives you. That either pick up one of the minim, but not all of them, or pick up all the minim but turn one of them upside down, or pick up all the minim right side up but just have kavana shlo lotzeis, or just pick up the minim in a normal fashion and have kavana lotzeis, but because nanuim is part of the mitzvah, you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah completely, so you can still make the bracha even after you pick up all of the minim. It's very interesting. According to the last opinion of Tosus, you see that nanuim is part of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah of netilas lulav is not completed until after you shake the lulav and esrog. Even though nanuim is a takana derabbanan, that's not part of the mitzvah deraisa. It's not mentioned in the pasuk. From the pasuk, you get the impression that the stam lakicha is enough to fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. Nanuim is a later takana derabbanan. Apparently, Tosus in the fourth sheet is assuming that chazal u'misakin that nanuim is part of the mitzvah. It's an ikar part of the mitzvah. It's not a separate mitzvah, but it's an ikar part of the mitzvah. So you're not going to fulfill even the basic mitzvah daraisa without nanuim. That's how chazal u'misakin. And even though if we only had the pasuk, we think that benetila bilvad you can be yotzei the mitzvah of dalet minim. Chazal instituted that you're not going to be yotzei with just the netila. You actually need the nanuim to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa. So therefore, you can still make the bracha before nanuim because you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah completely. What Tosus is assuming that any mitzvah that has some kind of a hemshech, if there's some kind of continuation to the mitzvah, so you haven't, you can make the bracha even after you started the ma'isa mitzvah. That's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Hey says that any time there's a hemshech to the mitzvah, you can still make the bracha after you've begun the ma'isa mitzvah. Ha'osa mitzvah lo birech and mitzvah shadayim atziyosa kayemes mevarech achar asiyah. If the asiyah is still kayem, you're still doing the mitzvah even after the initial ma'isa mitzvah, then you can make the bracha afterwards. And the Rambam gives many examples for this. Mitzvah tzitzis and tefillin. Even though the tchilas asiyah, the beginning, the beginning of the ma'isa mitzvah is when you first put the tzitzis on, when you first kosher the tefillin, but the mitzvah continues. Yeshiva sukkah as well. When you first enter into the sukkah, that's when you first sit down, you first start your achila, that's when you start the mitzvah, but there's a hemshah to the mitzvah. So the Rambam says you can make the bracha even after the initial ma'isa mitzvah, because there's a hemshah to the mitzvah, the mitzvah continues. So the Rambam says the mitzvah, the Tosfos seems to be assuming the mitzvah of netilas lulav is like tzitzis, it's like tefillin, it's like sukkah. But there's a hemshah to the mitzvah, that even after the initial Lekicha, you still have nanuim to do, so the mitzvah is not complete. Midrabbanan, since the mitzvah is not complete, you can still make the bracha afterwards. What's interesting is that Tosus seems to be saying lechatchila you should make the bracha after initially picking up the dalaminim. That since nanuim is part of the mitzvah, lechatchila you can make the bracha later. The Rambam is saying something different. He's saying b'di'evet, if you didn't make the bracha before the mitzvah, you put on a pair of tzitzis, you started putting on the tefillin, you tied the tefillin on, but you forgot to make the bracha, b'di'evet, you can make it afterwards. Since there's a hemshah to the mitzvah, even later, you can make the bracha even after the first ma'isa mitzvah. But here, in the last day of Tosus, they seem to be suggesting that even l'chatchila you can make the bracha even after picking up the dalet minim. That's a big chiddush, because we normally assume the mitzvah nimshaches, you can make a bracha b'di'eved after the initial ma'isa mitzvah. But to say lechatchila that you can make the bracha even after the initial ma'isa mitzvah, that's a very big chiddush of Tosfos. The Baal Hamorim Psachim suggests that maybe the answer is that there's another factor involved over here. That a person shouldn't make a bracha without holding the chefetz shel mitzvah. There's a hidden mitzvah that a person shouldn't just have the chefetz shel mitzvah in front of him on the table. that he should be holding it. Not, it's not right to make a bracha on the mitzvah. The chepta shemitzvah is not in his hand. So Tosis in the final day assumes that it's not enough just to be holding one of the dalaminim. You have to be holding all the dalaminim together to make the bracha. If not, then the bracha is shalo behidura, because you're not holding on to the mitzvah when you recite the bracha, so that's not an appropriate way to make the bracha. So just holding on to one min, that's not enough. Holding on to all the minim but with one of them upside down, that's also not enough, because that's not called holding on to a min. If it's not derech gedilasan, then you're not really holding on to the min. So Tosis was troubled. If you have to hold on to the minim when you make the brichas hamitzvah, so what are you supposed to do? And Tosis in the final sheet held that, what, have kavana shalo lotzeis? That's a shaila, whether that really works. It's not clear that we pass in the mitzvah saying sfichas kavana, or mitzvah sfichas kavana. And even if you hold that the mitzvah saying sfichas kavana, this idea that you have a kavana shalo lotzeis, the kavana shalo lotzeis prevents you from fulfilling the mitzvah, it's not clear that that's true. It could be that if mitzvah saying sfichas kavana, that means that it doesn't matter what your kavana is. Even if you have negative kavana, you'll still be yotzei. The fact that you do the ma'isa mitzvah, that's enough to be yotzei. The Tosis in the final sheet was grappling with this question: what am I supposed to do in order to make the bracha appropriately? We want to make the bracha right before the ma'isa mitzvah, but yet we want to hold the minim. We want to hold the minim at the time of the bracha, so we can't hold the minim. We can't hold some of the minim. We can't hold the min upside down, because that's not called holding the minim. To have kavanah shalom latzeis, Tosis wasn't convinced that kavanah shalom latzeis is going to solve the problem. So that's perhaps why in the final sheet the Tosis said, just hold the minim normally. Better to do the hidden mitzvah that you're holding the minim at the time of the bracha, even though l'chatchila we like to make the bracha before the beginning of the ma'isa mitzvah. This is like a b'di'eved. Tosis is saying this is like a b'di'eved, because we want to be able to hold the minim at the time of the bracha. The Tosis says, l'chatchila, you can assume, this is like a b'di'eved, therefore we'll make the bracha after you're holding the minim, because you still have nanuim, you still have a hemshech of the mitzvah to do, so we'll make the bracha after you pick up the minim, because there still is a part of the mitzvah to fulfill. That's the sheet of Tosis, but we don't pass like Tosis. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the first 2 days of Tosis. We don't pass like this fourth shita, this last shita. I don't think the Shulchan Aruch quotes the third idea either, to have a kavanah shelo latzeis. Shulchan Aruch says that either pick up some of the minim but not all of them, or turn the esrog upside down. So our minig is to turn the esrog upside down when we make the bracha. But this shita of Tosis, even though l'chatchila we don't pass like the shita, we assume that it's not a b'di'evit situation. You don't have to be holding the minim appropriately in order to make the bracha. It's okay to make the bracha before you're actually holding the minim. Against this last shita of Tosis. So even though we don't paskin me'ikar adin like this shita, but there's a practical relevance to this shita. This shita does play out. There's a nafkimina lemaisa based on this shita. But there are certain circumstances that we will invoke this shita. Take, for example, the following case. Let's say a person forgot to make the bracha before he picked up the valid minim. What should he do then? Can he still make the bracha, or can he not? According to the first 2 days in Tosis, according to the first 3 days in Tosis, he can't make the bracha anymore. Because he's been yotze the mitzvah, kedasukinim. He had a kavana lotzeis, that's why he picked up the dalam minim. No min was turned upside down. He had all the minim in his hand. So even if ma'akev zuasu, but he picked up all the minim, so he was yotze the mitzvah. According to Tosis, in the first 3 days, there's nothing he can do. He's already been yotze the mitzvah. But according to the last day of Tosis, since he has nanuim still to do, he has to shake the lulav and esrog, so he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah completely, so you still could make the bracha. So what should we do now? B'di'evet. This is not the b'di'evet that Tosis in the fourth day was saying. Tosis in the fourth day has said, l'chatchila, make the bracha after picking up the dalaminim, because you still have nanuim to do. So it's like a b'di'evet, because we want to pick up the minim. It's a hidden mitzvah to hold the minim when you're making the bracha. That's not what we're talking about. We don't pass on that. We assume it's still a l'chatchila, and therefore we shouldn't make the bracha after picking up the dalaminim. But what happens if it's mamish b'di'evet? Mamish b'di'evet, if you picked up the dalaminim and you didn't make the bracha, what do you do now? So comes the Magen Avraham and makes a very interesting comment. This is in Source 5. Magen Avraham says, in Simin Tov Resh Nun Aleph, Sifkot and Yud Aleph, he says, in Shavach Levar, Kodim Lekicham, Levarich Adayin. If you forgot to make the bracha, the Birchas HaMitzvah, before the tilim, for picking up the dalaminim, still make a bracha. How can you still make the bracha? But you were yotzei the mitzvah, lachas, yes, and we don't make the bracha. So the Pima Gadim adds the Hatzarech Linaneya, because you still have to shake the lulav. Yesh Meshech Zmani says, there's still a Hemshech to the mitzvah. So the way the Pima Gadim understood what the Magen Avraham is saying is that Nanuim is a Hemshech to the mitzvah, so at least B'dieved, if you haven't made the bracha before picking up the lulav and esrog, you can still make the bracha afterwards because there's a Hemshech to the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is a mitzvah anim sheches. It's like tzitzis, it's like tefillin, it's like sukkah. So even if lechatchila we try to make the brachas mitzvah before we fulfilled any part of the mitzvah, if you still have a hemshah to the mitzvah, b'di'evet, you taka can make the bracha even afterwards. And this happens frequently. People sometimes, it's the first day, they're not used to it yet, they pick up the lulav and the esrog, and they don't turn the esrog upside down, they just pick it up regular. And then they're like thinking, okay, what do I do? Look in the marks, and someone says, the esrog is supposed to be upside down. So the person quickly turns it upside down. He doesn't have to turn it upside down. He's holding the minim together. Comes the Magen Avraham and says, you can still make the bracha, the diyaveh, because there's still something to do. Okay, so it's the fourth sheet of Tosis is Hakan Nogela Maisa in a situation where the diyaveh, the person picked up the dal minim and hadn't kept the esrog upside down, so b'di'evet you can still make a bracha because there's still a hemshift of the mitzvah. Rama Kronin point out there might be another nafkimina l'maisa based on this last sheet of Tosfos. That is, when is the optimal time during the day to make the bracha on the dalamin to be yotzei the mitzvah? Mishnah Berurah in Tzua 6 quotes from the Ari. In the top version of the Navsa called Lamadal, Mishnah Berurah says, "V'shem ha'ari kosvu sheivarech tchila besukah al halulav va'achakach yaseh shar hananuim beveis haknesses." The Ari says, "Make a bracha on the lulav and esrog in the sukkah, and then do the nanuim in the beveis haknesses." What does he mean, make a bracha in the sukkah? So this became very big. So now even people who come to shul, they'll go out to the sukkah to make the bracha on the dalaminim, and they'll come back in for halal. But that's not what he means. The Shaar HaTzion there in the Mishnah Berurah, he explains, "V'ashe shetayim ha'kadesh lo v'hashos ha'mitzvah." The kavan of the Ari is that we shouldn't delay the mitzvah. Shemiyad shekam min shnoso v'sukah tekev yikai mitzvah sentilas lulav. That immediately when he gets up from sleeping in the sukkah, the Ari was sleeping in the sukkah, that's what he meant. He had the lulav and esrog right by him in the sukkah. So when he got up immediately, he'd wash his hands and then he'd make the bracha on the dalet minim in the sukkah immediately when he gets up. Shaar HaTzion says, "V'afshe shehu al pisod." Maybe there's a tam al pikabala. That's beyond us. But the simple pshat is that the Ari was machmir to make the bracha on the lulav and esrog in the sukkah because that was the first time that he could do it in the day. He wanted to be memar as vizim makdimim mitzvahs. He wanted to do it at the earliest possible time. So it could be, based on what we're saying, if the nanum are part of the mitzvah of netilas lulav, so then maybe one should wait until shul in order to make the bracha on the dalet minim. This is what Rabbi Shechter in the Nefesh HaRav quotes from the Rav, that if you assume nanuim is part of the mitzvah, so maybe it's not just the simple nanuim that we do after picking up the lulav and after the mitzvah. Maybe nanuim and halel is also part of the mitzvah. The nanuim and halel is part of the mitzvah, so maybe it's appropriate to leave the mitzvah of netilas lulav until right before halel, so that you'll be able to do all of the nanuim as part of the mitzvah, and you'll do the mitzvah b'shalim musa. It seems as though that's what the Rambam holds, that the nanuim of halel are also a part of the mitzvah. That's in source 4, Rambam Hilchos Lulav Perek Zayin. He says, "The mitzvah kilchosa sheyagbi aguda shel shloshes minim b'min v'esrog b'smol." Pick up the three minim, the lulav with the other two minim in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. And v'yolech v'yavi v'yala v'yorid, move it back and forth, up and down, nanuim. And do the nanuim of the lulav, etc. Ketzad molechum menaneh rosh halulav shalosh pa'amim umevi menaneh rosh halulav shalosh pa'amim. The Rambam describes what the nanuim are. Dr. Rambam beheichon molechum umevi b'shas kriyas ha'halel b'hod l'Hashem kitov k'le v'sof u'ba'ana Hashem hoshiyana. Says the Rambam, what's the nanuim? B'shas halel. Nanuim seems to say that the Rambam seems to say that the nanuim b'shas ha'halel is part of the mitzvah kilchas of netilas lulav. So according to the Rambam, what should emerge is that the best time to be yotzei the mitzvah of netilas lulav is right before halal, because then you'll be able to do all of the nanuim and you'll get the mitzvah b'shalim musa. Not immediately when a person wakes up, but wait until halal. Because this clearly is assuming nanuim is part of the mitzvah. nanun is part of the mitzvah, so then maybe it's better to wait until challah, because it's not just the simple nanun that we do b'sharas habracha, but the nanun of challah might also be part of the mitzvah kilkasta. So maybe it might pay to wait before halal, to wait till halal in order to make the bracha on the dalet min. It could be that the Ari also felt nanum is part of the mitzvah. It's just he thought that the simple nanum we do after the bracha, that's sufficient. We don't have to wait until halal. But if you want to be machmir for the Rambam, that he assumes that the nanum of halal is also part of the mitzvah kilchasa, so then maybe it's appropriate to make the bracha on the dalet minim until the halal. Questions? Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis says that one is supposed to take the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. Why? Because the lulav has three mitzvahs there. The lulav, the hadassim, and the aravos are tied onto the lulav. So the lulav is not just standing by itself, but it has the three mitzvahs. So better to take the three mitzvahs in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. And the Beis Yosef quotes from the Or Chaim, one of the Rishonim, that if you take the lulav and esrog, if you take the dalet minim in one hand, all four minim in one hand, you're not going to be yosef. What's his source? It's a Gemara. In source 7, the Gemara in Sukkah, that Lamed Aleph and Beis says, Yochol yehi esrog imoin baguda achas. I would think maybe the esrog should be with the other minim in one aguda and one in the bundle. Amet v'chinem ha-pri etzod ha-vikapos t'morim. Does it say, does it mention the dalet minim with a vav there, between the esrog and the lulav? No. V'halo lo nemar ela kapos tamarim. Just as kapos tamarim, which sounds like the esrog and the lulav, are not supposed to be tied together. It's not v'kapos tamarim, they're supposed to be separate. So the Or Chaim, from that Gemara, you get the impression that if you take the lulav and esrog in one hand, you're not going to be yotze, because they have to be separate. They have to be in separate hands. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Taz that he was docha the raya, he didn't think the Or Chaim was correct. In Suas 8, Im Natal Shnei V'yadu Achaz Kosov V'Orchaz Chaim V'lo Yotza, V'dasat Taz V'yotza. Kevan Shalo Hoya Ha'esu Gimoyim Baguda Achaz. The Taz says the Kepes of the Gemara is only if it's Baguda Achaz, if the Dalaminim are tied together. You put the Esrog in the Koshikol somehow, right? Or you make a bigger Koshikol, right? You tie, if they're Baguda Achaz, that's the problem. That's what the Gemara is saying. If they're tied together, then that's somehow a problem, because it doesn't say V'kapos Gemara. If they're not tied together, just because they're in the same hand, that's also baguda achas. Taz felt that that's a chidsh. That's not the pashup shan the gemara. That's the chumra of the Or Chaim, but that's not the pashup shan the gemara. Says the Taz. Now, how do we paskit? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Even though the Taz's argument seems quite good, but the Mati Yehuda argues on him. His sheet is like the Or Chaim. In halacha, yesh lahachmer b'shal Torah. Says the Taz. For a mitzvah d'oraisa, you should be machmer, but you shouldn't put the lulav and esrog in one hand. Hold the lulav in one hand with the two minim, and hold the esrog in a different hand. But tzarach lachzor v'lidlo b'lo bracha. If you did that, if you held them in one hand, even at the time of the bracha, right, if you held them in two different hands at the time of the bracha, then you've been yotze already. But if at the time of the bracha you held them in one hand, then that's a problem. The Mishnah Berurah is machmer. He says you should take it once again, because it's not so clear that you were yotze. Maybe we should be machmer that even if they're not baguda achas, but if they're in one hand, then you're not going to be yotze. You have to have the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand. So how far does this chumrah extend? Does it only extend to the time of the bracha, or would it extend to the nanuim, to halal, to other times we take a lulav and esrog? So comes the Mogen and Avraham and makes an amazing statement. This is, if you turn over, this is in source 9. The Mogen Avraham in the Tzofresh Nunalek, the Kotten Vav says, Afilu birch olav klal kvar v'achagach not lo pam shenis sarach lidlo b'yamin kigom b'shas amiras hoshanis. Magen Avraham says that you have to take the lulav in the yad yamin. The impression you get is that the esrog is b'yad smol, even when you say hoshanis. Wow. So this is what Rabbi Shapta picks up on in the Nefesh HaRav, because according to the Magen Avraham, the impression you get is that the Magen Avraham felt that this halacha, that lulav b'yamin, the halacha of how you're supposed to hold the lulav and esrog applies not only b'shas netila, but throughout. Every time we pick up the lulav and esrog, it's supposed to be in the same way, that the lulav is in the right hand and the esrog is in the left hand. B'shas nanuim, it's supposed to be that. B'shas halah, it's supposed to be that. B'shas hoshanis as well. And he said that was the minigan brisk, that apparently during hoshanis, they wanted the Shliach Tzibah to be able to hold the lulav and esrog in two different hands. So they had someone from the kohol hold the siddur, and he walked backwards And he walked in front of the Shliach Tzibur, and he walked backwards holding the Siddur. Apparently they didn't have the small cards that they give out nowadays. They weren't invented yet. So they had someone holding the Siddur walking backwards in front of the Shliach Tzibur. If the Nefesh HaRav didn't say this, I couldn't believe it. Right? This idea that someone from the Kohol would be standing backwards in front of the Shliach Tzibur, and he'd walk so that he'd be able to see the Nusach that he was saying. But the whole point was that the Shliach Tzibur should be able to hold the Lulav and Esrog in two hands. Why dafka the Shliach Tzibur? The answer is probably most of the Kohol didn't have a set of Dalit Nina. So the Shliach Tzibur was the only one who had the set. So they walked in back of the Shliach Tzibur with the Machzer open so that he would know the Nusach to say. But they were so makbid on this halacha because they held like the Magen Avraham that even during Hoshanah you have to hold the Lulav and Esrog in two different hands. The Marshan, the Barjan Rav, in his Hagos, the Sefer Chaim of Bracha, he's tameya that the Oilam is not so makbid on this. People hold the Lulav and Esrog in one hand during Hallel and during Hoshanah, and it must not be just a practical thing, because if it really were wrong, so then someone should be Ma'or of the Tzibur. Someone should say that you should hold a Lulav and Esrog in two different hands. And we should figure out a way to say Hoshanas that everyone will be able to say the Hoshanas properly, still with a Lulav and Esrog in two different hands. So why is it that people are not so makbid to hold a Lulav and Esrog in two hands? Maybe at the time of the Bracha, I mean, certainly at the time of the Bracha they are makbid. But during Hallel, they're not so makbid. During Hoshanas, they're not so makbid. Why is that? The answer might be that Hoshanas might be a secondary kiyum. It might only be a minig ba'alma. It might not be part of the ikka mitzvah. Once it's just a minig ba'alma, so maybe people feel that the way that you hold the lulav and esrog b'shas netila is not the same as during Hoshanas. What do I mean? From the Magen Avraham, it's clear that Hoshanas really is a hemshech l'mitzvah. It's part of netilas lulav, just like the Rambam felt nanuim. Just like Tosis and Zucker felt Nanum is part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, and the Rambam said even Nanum Mishas Halel, the Magen Avraham felt that Hoshanas is also part of the mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah, so then you have to hold a Lulav and Esrog exactly the same way that you hold it when you initially pick it up for the bracha. But not everyone was so convinced. The Chaye Odom in Suas 10 has a very interesting suffix. The Chaye Odom says in Lobira Kodem Hanetila Mevarech Achakach. He didn't say the bracha on the Lulav and Esrog before the tila, before picking up the minim, you could still make the bracha to the event, like the Magen Avraham that we mentioned before. Shagam hananuim heim min hamitzvah, because nanuim is part of the mitzvah. But it's not clear if you didn't make the bracha b'shas netila b'shas nanuim, can you still make the bracha before Hoshanas? Ve'enu el hazecheh l'mikdash, because Hoshanas is a zecheh l'mikdash that they would surround the mizbeach when the Beis Hamikdash was standing. So we do a zecheh l'mikdash, we go around the bima. We go around once every day, and on Hoshana Rabbah we go around seven times. That's what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. As a Zeichel HaMikdash, we do that. So the Chaye Odom is not so convinced if you didn't make a bracha on the Lulav and Esrog before Hoshanas, you didn't make a bracha b'chalal, not when you picked up the Lulav and Esrog, not during Nanuim, not before Nanuim. You forgot to make the bracha, and now Hoshanas comes. So the question is, can I make a bracha now? He's not sure. What's the suffix in Chaye Odom? This is what he's in the stomach about. He's grappling with this question. Should I say Hoshanas is part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, or should I say no? Maybe the Iker Netila is the mitzvah and nothing else. Or maybe Nanuim is part of the mitzvah, but Hoshanas, maybe it's just a minig ba'alma, it's a minig of Zecha l'mikdash. If it's only a minig of Zecha l'mikdash, it's not part of the Iker mitzvah, then I can't make the bracha, because that's not viewed as a hemshech of the Iker mitzvah. It's an extra mitzvah, it's not a hemshech of the Iker mitzvah, so I wouldn't be able to make a bracha then. Yes? But it's a separate kiyum. Meaning, even if the ikur mitzvah includes netila and nanuim, but Hoshanas is separate. It's even separate on the first day. So on the other days, it's also going to be separate. Okay. We know there are different minhagim as to when Hoshanas are taken. Do we take them after Shachris? Take them after Musaf? Right, the machlok is the minig Ashkenaz and minig Sfard. That minig Sfard is to take them after Hallel, and minig Ashkenaz is to take them after Musaf. The Achronim discuss what exactly is the source of these. What's the reason for these different minhagim? See, Pesach Frank in his Mekorei Kodesh has a dissertation about it. So lechor, if you hold the hakafa that the Hoshanas is part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, so then it would be appropriate to take it after Hallel. would be a svara to say, like minik svarad, that you should take the hoshanas, do the hoshanas, take the lulav and esrig, you have to halal to be mitzarif into the mitzvah as best as you can. Right? Make the bracha on the dalaminim right before halal, so that you can be mitzarif the ikar mitzvah to the nanuim of halal, and do the hoshanas immediately after that, so that you can be mitzarif the hoshanas to the mitzvah as well, because it's all a single mitzvah lechora. The fact that minig Ashkenaz is not to do that, but rather to take Hoshanas after Musaf, so that would seem to imply that we hold that Hakafa is just a minig ba'alma. It's not part of the Ikar Mitzvah. Hoshanas is just a minig ba'alma of Zechel Mikdash. It's not part of the Ikar Mitzvah. So that's why we don't have to be Mitzarif to the rest of the Mitzvah. That's what it would seem, that minig Ashkenaz to take the Hoshanas, to take the Luv and Esrig and say Hoshanas after Musa, that would seem to imply that Hakof is just a minig ba'alma. It's not a part of the ikka mitzvah of Netilat Lulav. So maybe that's the reason why people are not so medactic to hold the Lulav and Esrog during Hoshanas in two different hands. During Hallel, presumably it's appropriate to hold it in two different hands. Keep the sitter on the shtender or keep it on the table. Try to hold the Lulav and Esrog in two different hands. But during Hoshanas, people are much more mekel. Why is that? It's not just a practical reason. Maybe Hakofa really is not part of the Ikka Mitzvah. It's viewed as just a Minig Ba'alma. It's a separate part of the Mitzvah. So that's why people feel like if it's only a separate part of it, it's only a Minig Ba'alma, then the Chumras that we have for the Ikka Mitzvah shouldn't apply. So maybe for the Ikka Mitzvah, we hold that even if the Minim are not Ba'aguda Achas, they're not in one, not tied together, but if you're holding them in one hand, maybe that's a problem. So we're machmer for the Ikka Netila to hold them in two different hands, and for the Nanuim of Hala we're machmer. For the Hoshanas, though, we're not going to be machmer because we assume that Hoshanas is really, really just a separate mitzvah. It's a separate minig of Zechel Mitzvah. How does a lefty hold the rule of an esrog? So the Shulchan Aruch in Source 11, Tarfish and Analysis of Gimel, quotes the Machlokas Machaber Amot. Ita note the lula of the yamin koladim, the esrog b'smol koladim, the bas yaminu smol the alma azlina v'labas yaminu smol didei. You know, when it comes to tefillin, a lefty puts on tefillin on his right hand because that's his left hand. Right? Meaning it's his weaker hand. So when it comes to dalet minim, the mechaber doesn't say that. He says that there's a standard that the lefty should pick up the lulav with his right hand, which is the right of everyone else. And the esrog with his left hand, even though his stronger hand is his left, it doesn't matter. We do the same. The lefty does the same as everyone else. But the Ramah disagrees. He quotes the Yesham that disagrees. V'hagor, the Yesham does linan bos the yimindi day, the yeshlito halulo kemindi day, the yimindi day, the esrog b'smoli day, the chaynog v'chayn iker. The Ramah quotes the Yesham that says no, that the lefty flips it to lulav and esrog also, that he should hold the lulav in his left hand, which is his stronger hand, and the esrog in his right hand. And the Ramah says v'chein ikka. That's really how we should paskin. I'm not sure how the Sfardim go, but the Bnei Ashkenaz hold like the Ramah that lefties hold the lulav in their left hand. Some are machmir. Some want to be machmir for the mechaber. So after the nanuim of halal, they flip it. Before they put the lulav and esrog down, they'll hold the lulav in their right hand. The lefties will flip the lulav to their right hand, the esrog to the left hand, just to hold a little bit of it, and maybe they'll even shake the lulav and esrog again to make sure that they'll be yotzei even the shita of the mechaber. But the pashup shad is that the Bnei Ashkenaz follow the Ramah. That's the Ramah says v'chein ikka. This is the shita. So the Bnei Sfarad would probably hold the lulav and esrog like everyone else, the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand, but. The Bnei Ashkenaz, who are lefties, would change it around, but some are machmer for the mechaber. So at the end of davening or at the end of Hallel, they'll put the lulav in their right hand, the esrog in the left, to be yotzei for the mechaber. What do you do about the igud? So the igud doesn't change. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gadim that the hadasim are still on the right side, even for the lefties. That's the standard. That we don't flip around. Question is, where do you hold? Which hand do you use for the three minim? That's the machlokas mechaber malo. For the igud, we wouldn't change anything. How do you shake the lulav and the esrog? What's the tzura of the nanuim? So the Ran quotes Machlokas Rishonim. Do you actually shake the leaves, or do you just move the lulav back and forth? Molech u'mevi, mala u'morid. Or do you shake the leaves too? Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam that we quoted earlier seems to say that you shake the leaves. The Rambam in Source 4. The inaneh halulav shalosh pamim l'chorua keitzah molech Molech umenanea rosh alulav. Molech umenanea rosh alulav. It sounds like there are two things that you're doing. You're being molech and you're doing minua. And you're maybe umenanea. It sounds like you have to actually shake the rosh alulav. But you need kiskus olim too. You have to shake the leaves. And then there's a further machlokas, the Mechaber Amoah. How do you shake those leaves? This is in Source 12. Haninua hu shemolech yodo mikenegda v'holov v'inanea sham gimel pa'amim v'holocha v'gimel pa'amim v'hova. The Shulchan Aruch says that you're molech umevi, and you're menanea the lulav gimel pa'amim b'holocha and gimel pa'amim b'hova'a. The ha'holocha says the Ramah ha'gav the ha'holocha the ha'hava he atzma ha'ninua ki molech umevi gimel pa'amim l'chol ruach. The Ramah says the ha'holocha and the ha'hava, that's the ikr nanua. What's machlokes Mechaber Ramah? What are they saying? The Mechaber says that you're molech umevi. And you're menaneh gimel pa'amim b'holocha v'gimel pa'amim b'hovah. And the Ramah says, no, v'ha'holocha v'ha'hovah, that's the ninua atzma. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the machlokas is that you only menaneh at the end of the holocha, the end of the hava, right? Or no, as you're shaking, as you're moving back and forth, shake it too. The Mechaber seems to say, just shake at the end. Three times. The Ramah says no. As you're moving back and forth, keep on shaking the dalid meat. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Berheitev quotes from the Magen Avraham that the minig is to shake the dalid minim only when you're molech. To shake it while you're being molech, but only when you're going out, not when you're coming in. Many people do that too, right? There are some who shake it constantly. Some just shake when they get there and when they come back. And some just shake when they go out, right? All different types of minhagim. But they're all there in the Shulchan Aruch. Right? The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, and some of the Achronim. There are different approaches that everyone should follow, the minhag of his father. What happens when you get to shaking in back of you? What do you do? There are some people who turn around. They turn to every ruach, right? There are different minhagim, right? But B'nai Ashkenaz start off Mizrach, and then they work their way clockwise, right? So some people turn around. They're constantly turning to each stop. So the Mishnah Berurah, interestingly, quotes a Maril, who didn't do that. This is in Source 3, Source 13, pardon me. Be'elia Rabba, hevi b'shem Maril, shayin nishar omi b'mkomu, ponov l'mizrach, v'chol hananuim, Maril didn't move around. He just stayed where he was. And he shook to the back, because he's supposed to face the Mizrah. So he shook to the back, shook to the side, shook, and then shook to the back. Front, side, back, other side, etc. Just be careful, you don't poke the guy in back of you. That's not the source of the minhag to turn around. But if a person is careful not to poke the person in back of him, so then they can stay right where they are. They don't have to keep on moving around. They have different customs. Different customs. A person should do what they do in their shul. You don't have to be a Yotzei Dofen in your shul. But there are different customs. Some people actually stay right where they are, and they shake in every direction. Okay. The Gemara quotes the Machlokas Tanoim, with a lulav tzarech eged, a lulav ein tzarech eged. You have to tie the minim together. This is in Source 14. Lulav ben oged ben she'eno oged kosher. Rabbi Huda omer oged kosher she'eno oged posel. Rabbi Huda holds that lulav tzarech eged, and Chacham say lulav ein tzarech eged. So frak the Gemara, kaman az lo hada tanya lulav mitzvah la'ogdavim la'ogdav kosher. There's a brayse that says that there's a mitzvah l'chatchila to tie the lulav with hadatim and the arabas. But in lo avda kasha, the evidence kasha. So e Rebbe Yehuda kilo avda my kasha. According to Rebbe Yehuda, that lulav tzarech eged it's ma'akev in the mitzvah. Rebbe Yehuda learns lakicha from agudas ezov. So it's ma'akev in the mitzvah. So kilo avda my kasha. E rabbanan my mitzvah lo avda. We don't understand why should it be a mitzvah lechatchila to be ma'aged. According to Chacham, there's no din of eged by lulav. According to Rebbe Yehuda, not only is there a din lechatchila, but it's ma'akev even by the evidence. How do we understand this braisa? Olam Rabbanan, he says, of the Gemara, the Brice is like the Rabbanan. Mishim Shenemer, Zakeli Van Veyu, he's not the fun of the mitzvahs. But because of Zakeli Van Veyu, the Chachanim hold, it's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that even a lulav ain't tzarech eged, We should hit the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah la'ogdom. That's the Gemara. Rashi has a very interesting comment on Daf Lamed Gimel on the base. In a different context, the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel says that what happens if the Eged came out on Yom Tov? What do you do? It says that there, in such a case, you just wrap around the min. You know, we tie with a lulav string. Tie the lulav string around the min. So if it comes out on Yom Tov, if the Kesher came out, then you just wrap it around Karguda Shel Yerek. You know, when you have a bundle of vegetables, so they just wrap it around and stuff the end of the end of the string, the end of the lulav piece in salt. So Rashi says, you get the impression from that Gemara that if the Aguda comes out on Chol HaMoed, not on Yom Tov, then you have to tie a real kesha. You have to really make a knot. And that Gemara is going according to the Chachamim. Look at that Gemara, that Flamed Gemara Beis is going according to the Chachamim. It says Rashi in Source 15, Shamina Mehocha, the Be'inam Belul of Kesher Gomer, Sheikshir Shnei Roshe Ho'eged. It sounds from the Gemara that you have to have a Kesher Gomer. Afilu Rabbanan the Pligi Alei the Rebbe Yehuda V'Amri Lulav Sheino Ogud Kosher Modu the Mitzvah La'Ogud. And even the Rabbanan the Rebbe Yehuda, they agree that even a Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged, it's not Ma'akev V'Dieved, but Mitzvah La'Ogud, there's a Mitzvah L'Chapil to be Ma'akev Lulav, according to the Chachamim, there has to be a Kesher Gomer, a Kesher that would be Osir to make on Yom Tov. On Chol HaMoed you should make such a Kesher. But if the Kesher came out, so the Chachamim say, V'Dieved, right, we're not going to make a kesher on Yom Tov, so b'di'evid, you can be otzer. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if the eged comes out, you're not going to be otzer the din, you're not going to be otzer the mitzvah, you got to take a different lulav. According to the Chacham, it's only a mitzvah l'chatchila mishum hid a mitzvah, so on Yom Tov, you can just be korech, you just wrap it around and stuff it in the end. You don't actually have to make a kesher. It's agrashi, you get the impression that even according to the Rabbanon, there's a mitzvah l'ogdo, not on Yom Tov, you have to make a real kesher, a kesher al gabi kesher. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Shulchan Aruch in Sua 16, Mitzvah Dalanim Sheito Kolechad Lulav Echad Ubeiz Arabas Gimel Hadasim Umitzvah LaOgdom BeKesher Gomer Dain Ubeiz Ksharim Zal Zenishem Noi Mitzvah LaOgdom Beiz Ksharim Kesher Agav Kesher, a real Kesher. LaOgdom Iba Od Yom Moshe Huter Agudo Eifshel LaOgdom BeYomtiv BeKesher Gomer El LaOgdom BaAniva. So if you can't, it's Yomtiv. So then we do a lesser Igud. It's not a real eagle because it's not a kesher or a kesher, but it's still wrapping them somewhat. So that's also a hidden mitzvah, but it's not the best hidden mitzvah. But the ikka din according to Chacham is actually to be kosher, the kesher or the kesher. So according to this Rashi, what emerges is that l'chora, it's not enough just to use a kosherkel. A kosherkel, the holder that we have, that's not a kesher or a kesher. It is some kind of an eagle, but it's not a kesher or a kesher. If you want to use the koshikal, that's fine, but then you have to make a knot. You have to tie the koshikal to the lula with a kesher al gabi kesher. Take a lulav string and actually tie a kesher al gabi kesher, one knot and then another knot, to hold the koshikal to the lulav, to hold the meaning to the lulav. But just to use the koshikal, according to this diuk and Rashi, that shouldn't be sufficient. The Mishnah Berurah in Sua 17 quotes from the Achronim that there's an old minute to use just the koshikal and not to tie with a knot. The Kesher Gomer, going on this Mechaber, the Lo Baniva, the Ainz Kesher, and Esther B'Shavas V'Yantav, the Mikri Eget. Right? If it's not a Kesher, a Kesher, that shouldn't be enough. But the Ayim Achuvah Sagura B'Alecha, Shemitzadi, the Mashinog, and Ha'olam, Shalalasos Kesher, La'osin, and Alei Lula, Kimin Beis Yad, V'Tocha, and Alula, Bo, Gamza, B'Chol Kesher. This Sefer, I never heard this Sefer, Agura B'Alecha. But this Sefer says that the minig that they make a Beis Yad, they have a holder, a Koshekel. And they put hadassim in the arabas in the koshikol and they tie that to the lulav. That's also bechlal kesher. That's enough. Okay, according to the mechaber, you get the impression that you really should make a kesher al gabi kesher. The b'shachter in the nefesh harav quotes another ha'ara from the rav that the rav felt. You know, the old minig is to take the koshikol and to put it in the refrigerator to preserve the minim from day to day. So the problem is, if you're going to tie, even if you make a kesher al gabi kesher, to tie the koshikal to the lulav, if you take out the koshikal and put it in the refrigerator, and then the next day you're going to put it on the lulav, so you didn't make a kesher today, it's a passive alumina osli, it's not an asiya. So maybe that should be a problem too. Maybe every day, if you can make the kesher, then you should retie the kesher. So on Chol HaMoed, you can put the koshikal in the refrigerator, but then you should retie the knot every day. On Yom Tov, you can't retie the knot, but on Chol HaMoed, if you can retie the knot, you should try to be Mekayim. There's been in the Mechaber that maybe you should have a Kesher or a Gabi Kesher. that even though the Rabbanan passed in the lulav ain't tzarech eged, but it's mitzvah la'ogdom. There's a hidden mitzvah to be ma'aged, and the hidden mitzvah is to make a kesher gama, to make a kesher al gabi kesher. So maybe there is room for a chumran and chol hamoed to actually tie the koshikol to the lulav with a kesher al gabi kesher in order to be yotze this extra halacha of the mechatz. Questions? Because if you hold that you need a kesher agabe kesher, then it sounds like you really need a maisa kesher, maisa kshira. So once you need a maisa kshira, so then the din of pasav alamina also should apply, because it sounds like you would need an actual asiya. Not everyone agrees. I think the Marsham in his Hagodah for the Sefer Chaim of Bracha, I think he says the pasav alamina also shouldn't apply to the eged of the lulav. He brings a rai, he says, no one would say that you can't be ma'ageh the lulav at night. But at night, it's not a zman for the mitzvah. So if we don't say, well, then when the daytime comes, it's already usli, so the psul of tasav alam and the usli should apply there. So if that doesn't apply, if we say that either balayla should be kosher, so then tasav alam and the usli shouldn't apply to either halulav b'chlam. That's what he wants to suggest. So if you follow his approach, so then you're right, it wouldn't be a problem. As long as you made the kesher agabe kesher mitchila, even if you put the koshikol in the refrigerator, so then you could just take it out and not make another kesher. But if you're not going to assume like him, so then perhaps there is room to be machmer to make another kesher each day in Chol HaMoed to make sure that it's a new asiyah. Many people have
Is the Shulchan Aruch in the Siskin saying that the kesher, that the mitzvah kesher is a hitter or so? Or that it's a part of the mitzvah like a
Yehuda. We pass like the Chachamim. So he must be only saying it's a hidden mitzvah, but even according to the Chachamim, it's a mitzvah la'ogdo. That's a din in the Gemara. It's not a later hidden. It's a din that the Chachamim had, right? The Chachamim themselves held of such a halacha. It's not a hidden that was invented later, but the Chachamim themselves felt that it's a mitzvah to be ma'agid al-lul. That's the Braisa. Right, that in lo ogud kosher, but mitzvah la ogdam. So since it's such an old thing, and that's how we're paskening, yochid rab malachak rab. So when the Shulchan Aruch says you need a kesher gomer, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be machmir for Rashi's diuk in the Gemara and Daf Lamed Gimel, that even though the eged that we do is only a din lachatchila mishum hider mitzvah, but it still requires a din kesher. So it requires a din kesher. So then it should need a kesher or gabi kesher. It should need a kesher that would be also to make on Shabbos.
So you would remake that kesher.
Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about remaking the kesher. He says lechatchila, when you first tie the minim to the lulav, you should make a kesher or gabi kesher. So the Rav just pointed out that if you hold that you need a kesher or gabi kesher, it sounds like you need a ma'is akshira. So the din of tasav alam and the also should apply. So if you take out the koshikol with the kesher on it, so if you, when you put it in the next day, you're not doing a ma'is akshira. So l'chori, you should have to retie the knot in order for the din kshira to apply. Okay? Many people have a minig that they'll buy one set of dalad minim that are more mehudar for the whole family, and they'll buy other sets that are not as mehudar. Right? They want everyone to have a set to be able to shake the lulav and esrog during halal. But it costs a lot of money to get a set that's very mehudah. So they'll buy one set that's mehudah and the other sets are not as mehudah. They're kosher, but they're not as mehudah. And everyone in the family will take the set that's mehudah. They'll be yotzei the mitzvah with that set. But they have a different set in order to shake the lulav and esrog. So the question is, when should they take that good set? Right? Can they wait until after davening to take the set that's mehudah? Or should they bedafka do it before the halal? So l'chora, there's room to say that they should dafka be machmer to do it before the halal. Why? There's an old story that once they brought before Reb Chaim two different esrogim. One esrog was very mehuda but a suffik murkav, and the other esrog was vadai kosher, but not as mehuda. So he wanted to take the esrog that was suffik murkav but vadai mehuda before he took the esrog that was vadai kosher, because he said, if I take the esrog that's vadai kosher, I'm going to be yotzei the mitzvah. And once I'm yotzei the mitzvah, I can't take another esrog. Even if it's more mehudah, I'm not going to be yotzei anything. I'm not going to accomplish anything. Because hidden mitzvah below mitzvah, lo shamanu. There's no such thing as hidden mitzvah without the guf ha-mitzvah. So once I've been yotzei the mitzvah, I've taken a set of dalamim that are vadei kosher. I can't accomplish anything by taking the esrog that's more mehudah because I was already yotzei the mitzvah. So once I'm yotzei the mitzvah, that's it. It's over. So there's no makom to do a hidden mitzvah. So that shaila, whether hider mitzvah, below mitzvah, shamanu or lo shamanu, that's an old discussion in the Achorim, the famous piece in the Briskei Rav and Hilchos Chanukah, the Beis Halevi and Shuvas has about that related to milah. Right? Is there a din of hider mitzvah if a person has already completed the mitzvah? The mitzvah of milah is to take off the appendages, to take off the arla, and to take off all the other appendages of the skin. There are some appendages, some tzitzim that are ma'akev as a milah, and some tzitzim which are not ma'akev. But those tzitzim are also a hidden mitzvah. You know, they're not ma'akev the mitzvah, but they're also a hidden mitzvah. So the question is, once a person finished cutting off the arla, finished the bris, and was misalik yadav, is there any inyan to go back for the tzitzim that are not ma'akev as a milah? Is there any inyan to go back for the hidden mitzvah? So the impression you get from the Rambam is that even on a weekday, when you could go back for the tzitzim that are not ma'akev as a milah, there's no chil Shabbos to talk about. The Rambam says no, that after you stop the bris milah, then there's no reason to go back. So the Briskei Rav said that according to the Rambam, you get the impression that there's no inyan of hidden mitzvah that's not connected to the ikka mitzvah. The hidden mitzvah somehow is a kiyum in the gufa mitzvah, so you can't do hidden mitzvah without the gufa mitzvah. Once you've completed the gufa mitzvah, then there's no point in doing the hidden mitzvah. But based on that yisod, the choreth, if a person wants to be yotze the mitzvah of dalad minim in the best possible way, and he has a set of dalad minim that's more mehudah, he should be mahader, that's the set he should use for the bracha. To make the bracha on that set, so everyone from the family should stand around the father. The father of the stomach is going to keep that set for the Naduim of Hallel. So everyone should stand around the father, and everyone should take that lula first, do the mitzvah with the hither first, because if you wait till the end, you will have been yotze the mitzvah, and once you are yotze the mitzvah, could be you can't be yotze the hither. So everyone should take that lula of an esrog first and make a bracha on that, and the father should take it last. Because if the father takes it last, then he'll be yotze the ikka mitzvah on that set, and the nanuim of Hallel will be a hemshah to his mitzvah. Right? He's the only one. Right? He's going to do nanuim on that set. So it's best if he takes the lulav and esrog last, that he'll be yotze the ikka mitzvah's netilah on that set, and then his nanuim of Hallel will be a hemshah of that netilah. But everyone else should take it first, because if they don't take it first, they're not going to be yotze anything. They won't be able to say hidden mitzvah according to the Rambam, according to the Briskei Rav, if they take it after they pick up a different set of dalit. Have a gemar chasimah.